Good evening, RPM family. This is Senior Vice President Franco LoFranco. Happy New Year. Happy 2017. My name is Franco LoFranco. I'm a Senior Vice President with ACN, and I've been fortunate enough to have a very blessed life thanks to the residual income and to the opportunity that ACN has given myself and my family. I got to say, it's been an incredible journey for me the last 11 years in this company, for what's provided me, what it's given me from not just financial but personal growth and development from the standpoint of friendships and like really rich relationships that have really given me an incredible life, really rewarding and fulfilling in so many ways. It's really a true blessing and pretty amazing. So I want to welcome all of you to our weekly call. This is our first call of 2017. As we all know, it's a historic call because we really help you create your goals for 2017. Before we begin, just for the new folks, our website is our globalwealthinstitute.net, globalwealthinstitute.net. That is our global site. Please sign up for the weekly newsletter to keep updated on all the latest information from RPM. And for those that are new, RPM stands for recruiting plus promoting equals momentum. So you recruit people, you help them get promoted, and then you build momentum in your organization. So 2017, guys, is going to be the greatest year in our history, I have no doubt. And the primary, there's three or four main things that are happening right now that have never happened before in ACN's history. So it's like all the last 23, 24 years in ACN have all accumulated, all created what's going to happen in 2017. And it's pretty scary because all these things coming together at the same time is pretty frightening. And that is the social media platform that we've talked about is launching in 2017, where you can literally build your entire ACN business from your mobile phone. Our international expansion is going to be huge next year with South America, with Asia, and with Europe, more countries coming on. With the launch of Zoom and Flash in more countries globally than ever before, and with especially in the new compensation plan we have with Mexico, with Europe, with Asia, and now in North America with the 555, just phenomenal. So you put all those four things together, you've got a recipe for massive explosion and for virtual momentous growth. You're gonna see where ACN literally grows virtually in incredible momentum worldwide. So it's pretty exciting what's about to happen for all of us. The purpose of this call tonight is to get you ready for all of that, to help you prepare from a leadership standpoint, from a goal-setting standpoint, for what's about to happen for yourself and your family. Because, look, a lot of us are going to make a lot of money. A lot of us are going to have some incredible production. But are you going to? And so the last call we had about 2 weeks ago to prepare for this call was to get you prepared for tonight's call. So hopefully you listened and did the work for last week's call. And the reason is because that work to prepare for this call, where you got complete with 2016, is critical for you to build a powerful 2017. So what happens is people start creating these goals, but they never get complete all the things that are not complete with their life, with their business. And they think then if they start creating, they're going to have success. It doesn't work that way. One thing I've learned from my mentors that are some of the top leaders and producers in the world that teach and train me, that's what I learned many years ago when I built my businesses, when I built ACN. It's what got me to SVP. It's what I do every single year. I get complete with the year before, and then I go create 2017. So the call from 2 weeks ago that we did that we kept up on the RPM website was to help you get complete. Well, let's get to this call. And this call is about creating your goals and what you want to achieve for 2017. And the reason is because I'm a firm believer in the power of setting goals. I've done it since I was 22 years old, actually probably even younger, but 22 when I started my first business, because I truly believe the one discipline most responsible for my success in my life and for almost every single person successful I know is learning how to set, stick to, and achieve well-designed goals. Something almost magical happens when you can organize and focus your creative power on a target. On a well-defined target, you're clear what you want to achieve. The fatal mistake most people make in setting goals is they just make a list. Okay, here's my goals you want to achieve. True goal setting involves putting these goals into action. And doing that was going to ignite your creative power and it's going to tune your subconscious mind like a magnet to draw the ideas, all the resources that you're going to need, the circumstances that align with your identified purpose, whatever you want to accomplish to you. Because that's when the universe actually starts aligning itself in your favor. That's what it takes. Now, I'll give you, one of my favorite quotes is from Napoleon Hill. And his quote says, "Man alone has the power to transform his thoughts into physical reality. Man alone can dream and make his dreams come true." So true that we can actually do that. It's a blessing that we have that ability. The question is, do you do that? Can you create that? You know, Jim Rohn says, "The major reason for setting a goal is for what it makes of you to accomplish it. What it makes of you will always be far greater value than what you get." We're going to talk about that as well on this call, okay? So how you do now and what the process is for setting your goals in a specific way is what counts and what's important. So the first step we got to do is something that a lot of leaders know and have done in their life. And it's a great quote. I'm going to read you this quote, and then we'll get into it. Here's the quote by Oprah Winfrey. And if you can figure out what this quote is saying, you'll probably figure out what we need to create first. And here's the quote by Oprah Winfrey. "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough." So what does that mean? It means the first step is to create a space of abundance for yourself to allow your goals to even become reality in your life. How? By creating the experience of abundance. See, here's the problem. Most of us live in a world of scarcity. What is scarcity? We live in not enough. For example, we don't have enough money. There's not enough people to recruit. Not enough love in the world. There's not enough good IBOs. No one listens. So we all live in this world of scarcity. The problem is setting goals when you have the experience of scarcity is almost impossible. And because most people live in scarcity, because here's the reason, it's all around you. It's in the news. When you watch the news, what do you hear? Scarcity, not enough. What's wrong? Everything's wrong. Most people talk that way, right? So what happens when you live in a world of scarcity, it's all around you, you recreate it and recreate it and recreate it. And if your mind is concerned with the lack of things, for example, material things, love, appreciation, recognition, friends, whatever, if your mind is focused on a lack of things, there's a lot of people in this holiday season that were all focused on the lack. I don't have enough money for presents. I don't have enough this. I wish I was doing this. I wish I was there. When you're focused on that, it keeps the universe sending you that. It's the law. It's the law of attraction. So whatever you focus on, you must get. So in order to create abundance, you must first acknowledge and appreciate the abundance you already have. If you operate from what you lack, you will continue to produce outcomes to match it. That's by law. So to turn this around, you got to start thinking and feeling the great abundance you already possess, that you already have in your life. And this attitude and mindset and energy is going to allow you to attract more into your life. So a great ritual for you to implement into your life is to daily write down what you're grateful for. And the best time, I believe, to do it is in the morning. Every morning when you wake up, just say or repeat or even write down, what are you grateful for? 5 to 10 things. What are you grateful for? Every single day. Every single day. Be grateful for your blessings. Okay, there's a great book written by a Harvard professor called The Happiness Book. It's a fantastic book, and it talks about one of the things that when this Harvard professor, when they analyzed happy people, they found happy people are very grateful. They're very grateful for what they have. It's called The Happiness Advantage by Sean Aker. Highly, it's a great book. If you've never read it, it's a fantastic book. But one of the things that Sean Aker says in this book is people, when they're grateful, you create this abundance around you, and happiness just naturally falls. And obviously, when you're happy, you're going to attract more people to you. For any of you that know Mr. Mark Olshinsky, one of the happiest people you'll ever meet, he's about to become a senior vice president at ACN. He's one of the happiest people you'll ever meet, and he's so grateful all the time. He's really amazing. And that's what it takes, just being grateful. And then once you're grateful and you're doing that every day, it's a practice that you do. And if you notice, maybe there's some times in your life where you've done it. There were some times maybe where you were doing it consistently, and then all of a sudden you stop. Why? The negative got to you. But if you're able to do it consistently, here's what's going to happen. you're going to be able to receive all the blessings that have yet to come to you. So here's what you want to do starting like tomorrow, like tonight. Start writing down everything you're grateful for, everything. That's your first step to be able to set goals. Without that, you're not going to be able to accomplish the goals you want to do that. Gratitude is the attitude that changes everything. To be grateful for something is, by the way, to stop resisting it. So what does that mean? Resistance pushes things away. Gratitude and an abundance mindset attract more of themselves to you. So if you notice you're fighting anything or resisting anything in your life, well, how about you just transform that conversation into saying, wow, I just wish this wasn't in my life. Say, wow, I'm grateful this is in my life because this is the lesson it's giving me. This is what it's providing for me. Whether it's an illness, whether it's the results that you have that you're not happy with, it doesn't matter. Because whatever you resist, whatever you are making wrong will always be pushed away and creates a negative energy around you all the time. So knowing the power of gratitude is critical to become an attraction magnet. So I start my New Year's goals writing down by first reminding myself of what I'm already grateful for. So that's your very first step, okay? Now let me cover a few guidelines in goal setting. These are very important. So I want you guys to write down these guidelines to help you with your goal setting. Number one, don't just think about it. Write it down. Put it in writing, okay? Napoleon Hill wrote, reduce your plan to writing. The moment you complete this, you will have definitely given concrete form to the intangible desire. It's so true. Something magic happens. And I was always taught to do it in blue ink, not black, not red. I was always taught to write in blue ink. In fact, I write always in blue ink. And the reason why I write in blue ink, there's something they've done between the eye and there's some scientific studies that show by writing in blue ink, the mind can understand what you're writing better and be, have it create into reality better. Because unless you write down your goals, by the way, they're lost in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. New problems come up, new challenges, new decisions, and all these interruptions just kill you. Okay? So that's the first thing. Second thing is suspend what you think is reality. What does that mean? Don't filter, qualify, or judge what you want to achieve. And what does that mean? In the beginning, don't look at, well, my past results were this, my past resources or my abilities is, I don't have enough money to do this, I don't have enough time. You know, don't worry about that. I want you to think like this. If you had every skill, resource, or ability in the world, what would you do and what would you set out to accomplish in ACN? So let me repeat that. If you had every skill, resource, or ability in the world, what would you do? And what would you set out to accomplish in ACN? That's what I would be focusing on all the time. And the reason is because, I remember when I was at TC, I was struggling in ACN as a team coordinator. My goal was SVP. So my goal was always to be an SVP, but there was no evidence that I would be an SVP. But here's what happened. Once it all comes together, magic can happen to you. The goal setting that you achieve and some other, what we call the magic factor, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, when that comes together, bam, I went from TC to SVP in 18 months. That's totally unpredictable. But why? Because I didn't buy into that it's not possible. I didn't buy into that it's not reality. I don't know. I never know. Okay? And that goes along with the third guideline, which is to think big. So what you want to think of a goal that takes you out of your comfort zone, that makes your palms sweat a little, okay? Michelangelo said, the greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but is that it is too low and we hit it. I love that. Because always go for the highest goal, the thing that really, like right now, my goal is to help 1,000 people go RVP. Holy cow, that is huge. So my goal is to do that. Now, I'm creating that. It makes my palms sweat. It gets me anxiety. It gets my heart beat faster, but at least it tells me I'm alive, okay? The fourth guideline, stay in a positive state of mind. So when you decide to move forward, like you're going for this, great. Now focus on, if you focus just on the problems you have in your life and why things aren't working out, you're going to be stuck there. So you got to get conscious of not staying there, but focusing on the positive. So, for example, if you're not achieving your goal in ACN, don't think of, oh, I didn't do this. Think about, oh, I'm almost there to the goal where I want to achieve. Always think of things in the positive, never in the negative, okay? Then the fifth guideline is to state in the things in I am. So state your goals in the first person. I am a senior vice president. I am a top producer. Instead of I want to be. Okay, there's a big difference where I want to be and I am. And if you just say it, you'll see it. Like say right now, I want to be a senior vice president. Say that. Now say this. I am a senior vice president. Your body should feel totally different. Totally. And because now your creative power is going to work producing what you declare that you are. Okay? And then number six guideline. Be sure your goals are your goals and not somebody else's. Make sure that they excite you. They turn you on. That they're the ones they're not your family's goals. They're not your friends' or your colleagues' goals. That you're your goals. It's not society telling you what you should or shouldn't do, but they're yours. That you own them. Because if you don't, you're just going to be frustrated. And you're going to get the illusion that you're a failure and not capable. When in actuality, if you're going after your own goals, you're going to hit them. But your inner spirit needs to know that it's yours and it belongs to you. Okay? So if you follow those guidelines, they will serve you very well in goal setting. So let's talk about setting goals. There's a couple things you need to know to how to set a goal. Okay? First thing you want to do is write down your top 10 goals that you want to achieve in ACN. Okay? Write down your top 10. And just get a piece of paper and write them down. So, for example, number of IBOs that join your team each month. Number of people that I present to in one day. Number of new IBOs that join my business in a week. Number of customers in my team that join my team or get signed up in my team each month. Number of new people as a second exposure at Saturday training. Okay? Number of PBRs that I'm presenting to at each week. Okay? Number of presenters in your team doing a minimum of, I'm just making these up. These are all categories. Okay? Number of presenters in your team doing a minimum of 3 to 5 PBRs per week. Okay? Number of people at the next international event and the international event after that and the international event after that. Okay? Number of personal customers. Position achieved and by what date. So these are all different things. So I want you to write down your top 10 goals you want to achieve in ACN. Okay? That's your first homework to do. Then I want you to look at those top 10 and look at the three that excite you the most. Which of those three really turn you on? Really get you excited about the business. So, and look, no matter what, here's the way to look at the top three goals. No matter what, these are the ones that you're really going to want in ACN for 2017. So if you look at all those 10 goals and only three of them can come true, which one would you want to come true? Okay, regardless of what your little voice says about what's possible, we're not listening to a little voice right now. We're looking at what might be the most difficult. It might stretch you out the most, take you out of your comfort zone, make sure, like I said, your palms sweaty and your heart race, okay? Those are the top three goals you want to choose and go to work on, okay? So that's your second thing. Third step, then, is to create milestones for each goal. And this is the part where a lot of people get stuck and break down. What happens is people will do the first work, they'll do the second work, but they won't do the third. They'll get stopped on the third, which is the milestones. And this is the most important because this is the part just before we get into action. But you won't know what action to take until you've gone through the milestones. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you wanted to make $20,000 per month, okay? Let's say that was one of your goals. Your goals was a financial goal, and in ACN you want to make $20,000 a month. Okay, great. Well, first you need to understand the compensation plan, how to make that happen. So let's say you're a team core, you're a TC. So to make $20,000 a month, the first thing you need to do is achieve the position called TC, okay? Then once you're a TC, if you're putting in about 50 qualified team trainers per month, you'll be able to make $20,000 a month in bonuses, okay? And that doesn't include your residual income, of course, but that in bonuses, that's great. It's a great way to live. It's, you know, you're making $240,000, $280,000 a year in income based on work in ACN as a TC, and you get about 50 qualified team trainers coming into your business in a month. Okay. Now, if you break that down, that's about 12 to 15 qualified team trainers in a week, or about, you know, 2 to 3 qualified team trainers per day, actually even less. Okay, well, let's say 2 to 3 qualified team trainers per day. So what you got to look at now is, all right, so that's what I got to do, 2 to 3 qualified team trainers per day. How do I achieve 2 to 3 qualified team trainers per day? Well, it's very simple. If you present the business to 10 to 15 people per day, then you'll get 2 to 3 people that will become IBOs per day. Now, how do you do that? Well, it's on people's home meetings. So if you do 1 to 2 home meetings per day, where the total guests of those home meetings is 10 to 15 guests, congratulations, you'll be doing on average 2 to 3 IBOs per day. And then if you do that every single day, congratulations, you'll make about $250,000 in 2017 as an income. That's pretty good. Okay. And then that obviously then builds your massive residual income over time. So it's very simple. It's very simple. So those are the milestones. So those are the milestones you need to have as you go to get there. Then you got to go to the action plan. So first step is top 10 goals. Second step, top 3 goals. Third step are the milestones. And you want to put these into your calendar as well. Okay. Now let's talk about the action plan and what you're going to be putting into your calendar every single day. So the action plan then works like this. So let's say, remember, we're still working on, you're making your $20,000 per month. So your first goal, remember, is TC. All right, so that's your goal is TC. Great. So Mike, let's say you're an ETT or you're a QTT right now, or you're just starting or you're an ETL. Well, I got to get to TC, to team coordinator. Well, what's TC? TC, depending on what country you're in. So if you're in Canada or the U.S., it's about 600 points, and you could do max, you can do as many legs as you want, maximum 200 points per leg, count towards 600, so that's how it works. And the fastest way to get there, the fastest way to get TC, so if it was me, knowing what I know now, what I would do in the next 30 to 45 days, starting like tomorrow, I would personally recruit 20 to 30 people to join the business. That's what I would do. That would get me enough people to become a TC. So how would I do that? All-out recruiting attack. I would be a recruiting machine for the next 30 to 45 days, attacking, recruiting anything that moved. And I'd be trying to at least present to minimum of 3 to 5 people per day, all at once, one-on-ones, I don't care. I would be just, if you present everybody at once, it's great, it's only 30 minutes, it's fantastic. But if I could do some one-on-ones, you know, one-on-ones are 10, 15 minutes, but I would try to show as many people the business as possible. Then I would implement burn from the bottom up recruiting technique. Now, if you don't know what that is, please get coaching on how to do that. It's a very powerful technique that we use to recruit. So, for example, when I recruit people, when I'm showing people the business, I never send up one person at a time. I'll send up 3, 4, 5, 6 people at one time by using that technique. It's a very powerful technique. And all you got to do is that technique is 3 or 4 times, and congratulations, you'll be TC, because then you can help everyone get their 10, 20, 30 points, and you can literally be TC within 45 days. It's really simple, okay? But it all starts with all-out recruiting attack, okay? So that's going to be your action plan. Now, what does that mean? That means every day you're going to put into your calendar how and where and when you're going to go talk to people, whether it's making phone calls, whether it's going to go meet people, whether it's taking a course to meet a bunch of people. It's all up to you. It's all about making that action attack, how you're going to talk to that many people each and every day. Okay? Now, you need to have somebody who's going to coach you and guide you on your plan. Okay? So you want a partner and I'll talk more about this, but you want definitely a partner along this that can hold you accountable. Okay? And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. The second goal then would be your 50 qualified team trainers per month. Well, then you want to create an action plan for that. We've talked a little bit about it. We broke it down. But here's the key. For all of this, whatever you want to create, whatever game plan you want to create, you want to make sure that you run it by someone who's already achieved the results you have. So, for example, if your goal is to make $20,000 a month in ACN, as an example, okay, in bonuses, then please get coaching from someone who's made $20,000 a month in ACN. Don't go to somebody who's made $5,000 or $7,000. They can't coach you on $20,000. Is that clear? Okay? So go, so ask them, so whoever your partner is, whoever you want to choose to run this model by or your business plan by, make sure they've actually achieved what you want to achieve. Otherwise, they can't coach you. They can't support you, and they cannot help you. Okay? All right. Now, you can have an accountability partner that hasn't done that. There's nothing wrong with that. So, in fact, you should all have an accountability partner when you're doing this. Now, your accountability partner doesn't have to even be an ACN. They could be a totally different business holding you accountable for your results if they've got time, obviously, and you hold each other accountable for that. That's not a big deal. I don't care if they're an ACN or not an ACN. But to make sure your plan is valid, that you don't have a crazy make-believe fantasy plan that, you know, it won't, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Won't test it, won't be like validated with test of time. Then you got to make sure you run it by somebody who's actually done that, and they'll say, yes, it's great, or no, you got to fix this, or that's not real, that's not going to happen, okay? So that's the fourth part, which is the action plan. So you got to do this for your three goals. The three goals, you do all, you do those parts with it, which is the milestones and the action plan, okay? Then what you want to do is in your calendar, and this is the part that will take the longest. So these, the action plan and the next part takes the longest. Put everything in your calendar. So when are you going to have the conversations? Who are you going to call? Where are you going to go? All that stuff then goes into your calendar. It takes about, usually me, it takes a good, I would say, 6 to 10 hours to put all my stuff in my calendar. And I recommend you do it for the first, like all the actions you're going to take for the first 90 days. You put into your calendar. Now, I have an online calendar that I put everything on so I can move things or adjust as I need to, because you will. So that's how I do it, okay? And I do that with a partner, putting everything in the calendar, and you want to show each other your calendar that you've done it and put everything in. Very important, okay? And then what you do is you want to go over this over and over and over again, like as many, it doesn't mean because you did it once, it's done. Okay, it doesn't mean that at all. See, because, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute at the end, about what it really takes to make your goals to go crazy. Now, once everything's in your calendar, you're going to start identifying something about yourself. So where a lot of people then get tripped up is they don't do this next part. And this next part will dictate how quickly the goals come to you, if they'll even come to you at all. Okay? And there's a great quote by Thomas Jefferson, and this is what he said. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help them with the wrong mental attitude. So what does that mean? It means there's a magic factor that will dictate to all of you whether you will succeed or not. And what is that magic? Because this magic factor is what turns goal setting into goal achieving. This is it. This is like the greatest discovery of mankind, as far as I'm concerned, is how goals are achieved rather than just conceived. Now, what does that mean? It means that this factor is going to accelerate and help you realize your goals. And that magic factor is you. Now, what does that mean, you? It means that everything that's in common with all your goals your entire life, last year, this year, next year, is you. It's always you. So I'm going to say something shocking. You are what needs to be worked on, not your goal. That doesn't mean you're not working, you're not focused on your goal, you're not acting on your goal. You are. You're doing all those things. But what you're actively working on is you. What does that mean? It means this is the most important personal development distinction you're going to be able to realize. The issue is not what you're working on. The issue is you. It will only be as great as you are. So if you work on whatever your goals are in ACN, they're going to continue to elude you. But if you work on you, whatever you want, your goal will rise to the level of the new you. So, for example, here's what I want you to look at, and I want you to write these down. After you've written out all your goals that you want to achieve, the next thing you write down is, okay, what skills do I need to develop in myself, get better at, or even learn from scratch that I'm not good at? So I'll give you some examples in ACN, okay? Am I good at doing a 30-minute PBR home meeting, or does it take me an hour? Am I good at closing people at the end of a meeting, or do I need to learn how to do that? Am I great at recruiting, or do I need to learn that? Am I great at getting customers? Or do I need to learn that? Am I great at promoting? Or do I need to learn that? Is my language up to the language of the goals I want to achieve? What is my language like? What is my attitude like? What's my work ethic like? What do I look like and dress like? Am I someone that can be a senior vice president? Do I have all that? See, because here's the problem. The human tendency is to engage in the effect, which is what to do. But almost no attention is given to the cause behind all the effects, which is you and who you're being. So remember, and we've all talked about this many times on these calls, be, do, have. Who you're being will give you the actions that you take, which gives you the results that you have. So for example, if who you're being is a victim in life, then regardless of the actions you take, your actions will always lead to the results of the victim. If you're being a martyr in life, it doesn't matter what actions you take because the results will always lead to the result a martyr has. If you're being powerful in life, if you're being joyous in life, if you're being unstoppable in life, if you're being an SVP in life, then the actions you take will directly lead you to the results of whoever you're being. So the question you got to ask yourself is, who do I need to be to achieve my top three goals? Who do I need to be? And you want to meditate and focus on that for all your goals. Who do I need to be? And for each of the top three, you ask yourself that question. As a person, as a professional in ACN, who do I need to be? Where? And then on top of that, what skills do I need to learn or improve upon? Because there's two things. It's who you need to be, and then what skills do you need to learn? And then what's your plan for achieving that and how to be that? What's your plan? How are you going to do that, and what do you need to achieve? Okay? For example, if you cannot recruit, who do you know is a good recruiter? Study them. Learn from them. Copy them. Who are they being when they're with people? How are they being? If you can't get customers, good. Study people that are great at getting customers. Learn from them. Copy them. How are they being when they're with customers? What's the language that they use? If you cannot build a team, let's say you recruit people, but they always quit. Okay, got it. Then learn from people that are leaders. How do they build teams? What are their leadership skills? How do they speak? Study our top leaders. What do they look like? What do they dress like? How do they speak? What are they doing to attract? What's the culture they create in their teams? What are they doing? Read top books on leadership that teach you how to be a leader on a culture, on environment. Here's the biggest thing. Interview the top leaders in ACN. Ask them, what makes you a great leader? Why do you think people follow you? Be a professional question asker, because the better the questions you ask, the better the answers you're going to get to learn for yourself. And then look at, compare it to yourself. How are you with that? Okay? So that gives you a really great insight, guys. Now I'm going to give you some bonus sections on to help you on goal setting. The first one is, I love this, which is, I like to implement this. And this is not for everybody. If this empowers you, use it. If it doesn't, don't. Okay? I like it. I'm cool with it. But some people will just, they get disempowered with this section, so don't use it. And I call it consequences and rewards. So what does that mean? So I like to motivate myself sometimes with fear. So here's what you can consider doing. Write what will happen if you do not stay committed and accomplish your goals. So it's important, not only in my opinion, to know the promises available to you if you achieve them. Like you know the good stuff's going to happen if you achieve your goal. But there's also a pain associated if you don't accomplish them. So what I want you to write down is, okay, if I don't achieve my goal this year, where am I going to suffer? What's going to be the impact on my life? Realize how you're going to be living the remaining years of your life, reflecting on what might have happened and might have done. So imagine it didn't happen this year, or it doesn't happen the year after. How much money have you lost? What's happened in your life? What's happened 5 years from now? What's happened 10 years? What's been the impact? There's always an impact from not achieving your goals. Always. There's always an impact. So are you brave enough to write down the impact? So like for me, when I write down my goals, I write down my long-term impact on my life, on my family, on my health, on my well-being if I don't achieve my goals. And that scares the living bejesus out of me. Like I tell you, it's like, whoa, I don't want that to happen. But it brings it to reality. what it is, versus we live in a lull sometimes, in a dullness, that we don't really look at that kind of stuff. And I look at it. I look at it. How does that impact my life if I don't achieve the goal? So I highly recommend you do that. You have to know. I highly recommend you do it. So that's when you've done everything, write down, I call it consequences and reward. It's also important to acknowledge and celebrate your small achievements along the way in reaching your big goals. So I like to set all kinds of like little rewards along the way, both quarterly, weekly, monthly, daily, just throughout the day. You know, like spa weekends, special trips, shopping trips, like just the things that I love to do. You can set whatever things you love to do. Just those little rewards make me feel good, right? So it's really up to you, whatever you want to, you know, do. Like I have a ridiculous wardrobe. You know, I just love clothes. Like one of the things that I pamper myself with is like I got three closets literally from three homes full of suits and shirts. And but that's just what I love. I love that. Or a way to make – I make private donations that nobody knows about to charities. And if I don't achieve my goals, I can't give that donation or that charity because I have to achieve that goal. And it hurts me not to be able to contribute to people that way. So for me, it's always about what can't I do if I don't achieve my weekly, daily, and monthly goals, okay? I love to create that for myself. It works out, okay? And then, like I said, have a workout partner. Very important. It's one of the most valuable things you can do to ensure your accountability because one thing I've learned, even for me, I have coaches. Without my coaches, I would be accountable to no one and achieve nothing because people will often do much more when someone else is watching than they can without anyone knowing, right? It's normal stuff. So share your goals, share your plan with someone, and ask them to hold you accountable and not to listen to your baloney. And then schedule reviews and with regular time intervals, like every week or every 2 weeks, to check in on your progress along the way. Ask them to not let you off the hook. No matter what excuse you give later for not wanting to do the review, no excuses. Guys, my coaches don't listen to my excuses. If I ever had a coach who put up with my excuse, I'd fire them because they're a useless coach. A coach will not listen to your baloney and to your excuses and to your victimhood, okay? Second thing I would highly recommend is visualization. And when you wake up in the morning, focusing on your goal and the actions you're going to take that day in your mind. I love doing this. So in your mind, think about what you're going to be doing before you get out of bed in the morning. Think about what you're going to be achieving, the people you're going to be speaking with, how those conversations are going to go. Start imagining in as vivid detail as possible. And put yourself in a fantastic mood. Put yourself in a mood where people are excited to see you. People can't wait to see what great information you're going to give to them. Like one of the things I like to say in my mind before I wake up in the morning is, I can't wait to get up. I can't wait to show this business to people because they're going to be so excited. They can't wait to see what I got to tell them. I love saying stuff. I love saying those things to myself. And guess what? It puts me in a powerful, positive state of mind where I feel fantastic. And that permeates to everybody that I meet in the business and what they do, okay? Now, it doesn't mean they're going to join ACN. It doesn't mean that, but it puts me in a powerful state of mind, which is more important than anything else, okay? Your imagination is your preview to life's coming attractions. Who said that? Albert Einstein. I love it. Your imagination is your preview to life's coming attractions, okay? So visualization, to me, is so critical. And because it leads to knowing the experience. You know, for example, being an SCP, right? If you want to be an SCP, imagine yourself being an SCP. Then in life, every day, you go be an SCP. Be that person. Act like you're an SCP. Act like that person. Because why? Then you'll be an SCP. You know, when I was first learning the business, you know, who I looked up to was Mr. Simon Abood. I wanted to be like Mr. Simon Abood. So I would pretend to be him. What would he say? How would he speak? What would he do? How would he pique people? What posture would he have? How would he talk to people? That's what I would do. How did he present? What did he say? I would record him at every chance I had. Every chance. Because if I can be like him, now obviously you got your own personality, your own thing that you put into it. But if I can put my own personality, but his, that SVP way of being, man, it's a home run. I'm going to get it done. And guess what? Got it done. But that's the way I was always thinking all the time. Okay? But here's the key. The key is to have consistency. You got to have consistency. And the reason why consistency is so important is a lot of people don't have consistency. You know, look, every presentation that you do is critical to learn something. You know, every presentation I do, I say, okay, how could I have done this better? What could I improve? What language? How could I have done it faster and still be effective? So I'm always recording, always getting better, always learning. It's very important. Listening to myself, listening to other people. It's always key. Learning is always key and very important. And as you work out your plan, here's what's important. Goal setting is never done. Like, it's never done. It's always being refined. And here's why. Because circumstances in the world are always changing. So what you think was going to go one way all of a sudden changes and goes another way. And that's normal, by the way. That is 100% totally normal. It's normal. The problem is many of our dreams and all our goals end up unfulfilled on a scrap heap because we become victims to circumstances instead of getting beyond them. See, these circumstances could be anything. They could be our culture, our heritage, our economic condition, our education, our family, our job, our schedule, what's happening in our marketplace, our neighbors, the government, the economy, the bank, blah, 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 blah. There's so many things that could be circumstances. And the overwhelming authority with which we personally give power to these circumstances leads to the destruction of our goals. I see it every year. There's a great quote by George Bernard Shaw. Here's what he said. People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them. So true. I love that quote. It's a fantastic quote. And listen, here's the problem with circumstances. They often provide this thing called the pain-killing drug called excuse, and that the subconscious mind needs to soothe the emotional pain and anguish of non-achievement. So what happens is if you're not being successful, what the subconscious mind does is it blames the circumstances, not have you take responsibility, but blames the circumstances to why you didn't achieve your result. Why? Because it's too painful for you to look at why you didn't achieve it because of your own actions. The subconscious programming suggests to the mind that circumstances are beyond your control. Oh, my God, don't worry about it. You can't, nothing you can do about that. It's horrible. Therefore, we're not responsible for the effect. I remember when I first went to Arizona, I sat down with someone who said to me, you'll never build AC in Arizona. And I said, why not? Because it's a bad market, no one builds anything here, people, it's too, the sun shines every day, nobody wants to work. I think to myself, but why? People are people. So I listen to them. In my head, here's what I say. Wherever I go, I create production. Guess what? I went to Arizona, created production and tens of thousands of IBOs. Am I going to listen to what somebody else says? No chance. Why? Because I create production where I go. I bend the circumstances to suit my goals. Excuses allow us to shift the responsibility for our ACN goals because of the circumstances. So we become creatures of circumstance, always being acted upon and never acting. We float lost like this dumbest river, right? We're going to lost down this river of life in this state of subconscious drunkenness I call the status quo, claiming all along the circumstances prohibit us from attaining our ACN goals. And it's baloney. It's total baloney. William James said, the greatest discovery of my age is that people can change their circumstances by changing the attitude of their minds. So look, circumstances are what they are. They're neither negative or positive. They're neutral. They are. They're just what's happening is what's happening. What we choose to make of them is negative or positive. Our choice reflects our attitudes, and our attitudes always projects what I like to call a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we choose, we're in control, we're personally responsible, not any set of circumstances. And if you let circumstances dictate you, it's great. Just understand you're being a victim to your circumstances. You have no power. So what there is to do, regain control. Exercise the right and the power of choice. Clear your mind of excuses. And let the role of victim go. Become a creator rather than a creature of circumstance. And nothing will prevent you from achieving your goals. Nothing. You'll be unstoppable in 2017. So as you go through 2017, here's what I want you to remember. your subconscious mind will want to make you a victim. It's normal. It's natural. To blame circumstances when all the actions and goals you've set are not being achieved. Because your subconscious mind does not want to take responsibility. Here's why. It's less painful. It wants to dull you into a stupor of drunkenness. That's what it wants. But you are the author of your life. That's the problem. There's no one else. There's never been anyone else. You're it. You're the one. You're responsible 100%. There's no one else coming to save you. You have the power to create whatever you want, whenever you want. It's only ever been you. That's the great news and the blessing of life. So in 2017, be responsible for everything. Live a great life. Set your goals like we created on this call. Set your action plan, your milestones. Write down everything that you want to go work on yourself. Where are you lacking to make those goals? And some of them may not even become self-evident until you're into it. You'll say, oh, my gosh, I'm not good at this. Great, I got to go learn that. I'm not good at this. Great, I got to go learn that. So think about this. If you did that every day, if you did that every week, every month, and you had your accountability partner and all of you helping each other, where would you be 3 months, 6 months, 12 months from now? Where will you be? What will you have achieved? What will you have accomplished in your ACN business that you haven't accomplished today? One thing I love to say is consistency cures all ills. It cures everything. So if you're just consistent every day doing something, learning something, applying it to your ACN business, man, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to say, how the heck did I get there? I remember when I started becoming a pilot and learning to take flying lessons, it was the hard, I never thought ever, like my brain said, you'll never be a pilot. But I don't listen to my little voice in my head because I know it doesn't know what it's talking about. So I just listened to my mentor, my coach, my flight instructor. And every day I took a step forward. And every day I learned. I went from not even understanding how an airplane worked to not only understanding how an airplane worked, but flying it from anywhere I want across the continent by myself. That's pretty crazy. And the reason is because I took one step at a time, consistency, consistency, consistency. Same in ACM. When I first started in ACM, no clue what I was doing. I wasn't even very good. But step by step by step, and now it's made me a multimillionaire. And it's made me a multimillionaire for life because I took a step by step, and I'll never have to worry about money, and I'll have financial freedom for the rest of my life. It's a beautiful thing. And it's trained me on mindset. It's trained me on helping people, making a difference in the world, and changing lives. So if that's you for 2017, bring consistency into everything that you do. Become a professional at this business. And, guys, there's nothing you can do because together I need you. Together we're going to create 1,000 regional vice presidents. We're going to work together to change the lives, not just in North America, but all over the world. You're my partners. We want to leave no one behind in 2017. We're going to work together to lift people up so that no one gets left behind. And through the ACN business model, which in my opinion is the greatest business model I've ever seen, we're going to be able to do that all together and have a glorious, glorious year. God bless you and go RPM.